Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck reports about 135 of its patients are or may be positive with COVID-19, with another 35 in critical care. The hospital CEO even tested positive, and our Christy Kalishian gives us the latest on his condition.
Dr. Adam Jarrett, Chief Medical Officer at Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck, says each day continues to be busy with a growing need for more nurses.
And of course, a lot of hospitals are reporting a shortage in equipment. Is there anything that you're asking from the federal government or the state?
If you said to me, what's the thing that you need the most right now, I would tell you nurses. Besides that, we've been keeping our head above water, but just barely. So we always seem to be a couple days ahead as it relates to things like masks and gowns. We're going to have to get away from the disposable gowns, and we'll be using gowns that are laundered. But we have a process in place for that, so that's okay. Taking our N95 masks and sterilizing them with UV light. We've not had to reuse them yet, and we hope we do not have to, but we're prepared if we do.
And we understand that Michael Marin, the CEO of Holy Name Medical Center, himself was diagnosed with COVID-19. How is he doing?
He came back to work yesterday, and he was never not in charge. He's been in charge the whole time. He is one of those people that, you know, was not asymptomatic, but had, you know, relatively mild symptoms, sort of like a nasty flu, but was never fully out of commission and was really home mostly because he was self-isolating, as we all should be doing. He is back to work, his family's getting better, and he is going to be like the vast majority of people who get this disease. And that's really, really encouraging.
Are there any who are in quarantine, any healthcare workers who are self-isolating or have shown symptoms?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So we've furloughed approximately 70 employees, a significant number of them already back to work because they either never developed symptoms, they had exposures, or they developed symptoms and now their symptoms are resolved and they're able to come back to work.
How important do you think that is for people to take that precaution and just wear masks and gloves when going out to just the supermarket?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary. I mean, I walk around the hospital without a mask. When I'm in patient care areas, I do put a mask on. Mask really is not particularly helpful unless you yourself are sick. So I know there's some people who are arguing that, but I think especially during this time of crisis, we need to keep those masks available for our healthcare workers. I certainly, when I see people with masks, I don't confront them because the masks are clearly making them feel comfortable. But I think if you socially distance and stay six feet away from people, and if you wash your hands frequently and not touch your face, then I think that you're protecting yourself just as good as if you have a mask and or gloves. And I am a little bit concerned that people who are wearing masks think they don't necessarily need to socially distance, or people who are wearing gloves think that they can then touch something and touch their face.
And the CDC just came out with this recommendation that people within the tri-state area shouldn't be venturing out for non-essential travel. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's an important recommendation. I think that, you know, you should be home. You should be working from home if at all possible. You should be going to the supermarket, and that's about it. Because we need to take the stress off the healthcare system.